Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tommy, Hector and Larita podcast. Sit back in your seats, turn on your headphones, or push the seat back as you sit in the car park of Aldi in Longford. Welcome to the show. How are you?
My favourite town name is in Longford.
What is it?
Tang.
I see that sometimes, yeah.
Tang.
And I love Bohola.
Is that
between Tang and Bohola?
Is that is Longford Bohola? No, Bohola is Mayo.
Bohola is Mayo.
There was the greatest name for.
And I love Oola in Tip.
I've never heard of it.
Near Limerick Junction.
There's the greatest name for any nightclub ever in this country was in Longford. The Fountain Blue was in Edgeworthstown on your way in. It's called the Fountain Blue, a classic nightclub of the 80s.
I was in Salt Hill the other day and this marvellous young one comes up to me. And
tremendous young
just
one.
Just a marvellous young one comes up to me. And I had, all my credit cards are maxed out.
Right.
The last week of the month is usually fairly scrinty, as they'd say in Longford.
Is there nothing worse than going tapping there at the end of the month?
Scrinty.
Let me get back on that.
And I had no money for the car park machine.
Right, times are tough.
And this phenomenal young one came up to me and said, "Tommy Sharon, is that you?" And I said, "Yeah." And she gave me the money for the car park. She said,
That's very nice.
She said, "I won't see you stuck there." And she gave me, all I needed was 250.
What were you doing? Standing,
Tommy,
looking at the machine?
Are you really telling me your cards weren't tapping?
I was
standing at the machine.
Had you no coins in the?
I had nothing.
And sure, what did you think was going to happen to the machine if you went to it with nothing?
No, I didn't realise till I got to
the... With the top in the car. Yeah. Was she behind
I thought
you?
The machine would recognise me, Larita, and say, "Tommy, go on, you're grand."
And Tommy, she was tremendous, was she?
Just a phenomenal young
woman. Don't you know her name?
I don't do names. I just do faces.
And she said, "I won't see you stuck, there's 250.
And then she said, "I thought it was you." And then she said, it's a very fucking strange thing to me. She said, "I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure. So I checked your Instagram story to see if you were in Galway."
Oh.
Tremendous use of social media.
And did it
but it's not just fucking awful that people
did it,
can...
Did it reveal that you were?
Well, I said, I think someone does Instagram for me.
Yeah.
A little fella.
It's Maura Bannikyne's first cousin who lives out in Carna.
Yeah.
Shawnee Bannikyne.
He's in fifth class in primary school.
And he's a wizard. He's a wizard on Instagram.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's an awful thick pair of glasses on him. And he wouldn't go out much.
But as she says, he's in the bedrooms morning, noon and night doing Tommy's
Instagram. Morning, noon. The fucking electricity bill. And
do you know what they call the Incarna Instagram stories?
What?
Instagram Skelta.
Skelta Instagram.
Skelta Shinstagram.
So you were rooted out.
I just thought that was kind of fucking strange just that people
it's
were able
eerie,
to...
It is.
You know, that also means that if burglars did any cop on, they'd be able to check Instagram to see who was fucked off to Kerry for 3 weeks.
They get some surprise when you're here after all and you're not using your own Instagram. So.
Yeah. But anyway, the
that was nice of her.
It was a beautiful
gesture. That's a nice moment.
It was nice of her until she freaked you out by saying she was following
you. But that's the
because she didn't, but she just said, "I thought it was you, but then, to be sure, I checked your Instagram story to see if you were in Galway." Strange days. But that's not my issue this morning. It's a text issue. Yes. So as everybody knows, and I've been getting absolutely no support from the social media community, I'm on
You wouldn't
the,
know if you were.
I am on the Doro elderly emergency phone for people
for
with
elderly.
For elderly people. So I have the same phone as Larita's father.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm fucking proud of that.
And I have a spare one.
What?
I have a spare one fucking for you whenever that one breaks.
We'll give it,
we'll give it
out as a prize.
Yeah. It's white. It's white. It's a little bit bigger than wider.
Oh, I'd love a white Doro.
Yeah, it's white. Yeah, it's awful trendy.
Oh, class.
Play your cards right now and you might get it.
So a few things happened. No, first thing is I got this fucking strange text on Saturday from Hector, and it was I wasn't able to reply to it.
Oh, because he put some emojis into
it. No, listen to the fucking strangeness of this. Now, if you... No hello. No fucking nothing. Just listen to this now. We'll just put the shits up you, Larita.
No.
Okay, go on.
Right, because... I mean, how well...
This was Sunday night.
How well do we know other people really?
Right, okay, go on.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll give you an example. Two fellas I know are in prison. For right. doing bad stuff.
Okay.
Right? Now...
And you never... It was a surprise to you.
It was a surprise to me and I kind of... How well do you know them? You know...
You think you know somebody.
You think you know somebody. Yeah. So I thought Hector sent me... I wouldn't know what type of fucking righty stuff Hector gets up to.
Right.
And what he'd... I wouldn't know what he's into.
Did he send it to you by accident? You know,
that's what I was thinking. Because there's no way he'd send this to me. Listen to the text. This is a fucking 10:30 at night now. I'm meeting some like-minded people later at my house... ... ... You should come. Now,
okay.
What the fuck is that?
10.
No,
that's keys in the fucking ashtray.
Now,
and everybody,
it's a bit late to be
everybody pulls up,
10.
Puts on a little mask.
Everybody puts on the virtual reality goggles.
And strips off.
And strips off.
It goes into a dog costume or something.
Now,
and you'd be riding Cleona, but actually it's Clive.
Okay. So I'm going to say...
Why 10:30 did it take
I'm going to
away?
Say it in my own voice. I was lying on the couch.
Too many details. I don't even know where you were.
In the O'Neill shorts.
I'm on the couch in the O'Neill's. And I went, I'll text Tommy. And I went, because at the time something was happening. And I said to Tommy... I'm meeting some like-minded people at my house later. You should come. And
very
Tommy
very.
Didn't react.
Because I'm shy and nervous.
And it was 10:30.
And I don't know what you want to
do to me. Because I was watching Baptiste live on the telly, and that was one of the quotes of the day when they were listening in the car to your one who was inside. They had your one, your man with the earpiece, and they said, ask...
Now, which Baptiste? Were you Netflix or BBC?
I'm on watching Baptiste on BBC because you told me to watch Baptiste.
Yeah, but I saw the one on Netflix.
So I thought you were watching Baptiste at the same time.
No.
And I texted a line from Baptiste a minute after he was watching it, thinking Tommy was lying on the couch watching Baptiste.
You didn't want him to come over.
And
sure.
I thought
you were dressed in leather in a fucking gimp outfit with a pool ball stuck in your mouth and you wanted me to come round later
and rescue you.
And rescue you.
So lo and behold, 1:45 in the morning, Tommy fucking arrives in a fucking David Bowie outfit with six cans of Dutch Gold.
Fucking Timmy Stardust.
And I said, I'm only quoting Baptiste. There was a line from Baptiste and I thought you were watching it at the same time.
So and then
freaked him out.
My beautiful wife and children have gone away and left me home alone with the dogs and the cat and the chicken who never sees the fucking light of day. So it's just
We've never seen the chicken, just for the record.
Here in the house. So Larita asked me this morning, she's coming down
8:57.
Would you like me to pick up some food? And I sent
that's what you say to elderly people.
Will I bring you meals on wheels?
What is it? It is, we should get meals on wheels.
I just texted back.
Would you like me to get you some food?
But you didn't text
It's like
back.
A guy living in a fucking hut.
See?
On the side of a...
You didn't text
I've
back.
I texted back a bit of shepherd's pie.
A little beef stroganoff.
Yeah, so you just check your outbox or your inbox. Is that can you say that to people?
No,
these
we've
days?
Got iPhones, so they're either come in or out, and it's not there. There's no reply.
Yeah, there's no reply on the Doro. We don't see you
your
replying on the Doro.
Your messages go green now, so I don't even know if you
listen
get
to
it.
The Doro snapping away.
Oh, sorry, I don't know what happened.
Who did you reply to?
I replied to Hector.
it didn't come true because I never got
pie.
It.
Sorry about that. Anyway, so
let's discuss amongst each other the houses, and I mean all the places that you've lived. Over the years, just tell me where, because I want to go on that journey. When you think of all the beds you've slept in and the houses you've lived in,
well, we can't talk about all the beds we slept in.
So. That's an awful.
Let's clarify things that we're saying here.
So just let's run through that.
I was talking to a woman one time, and she was talking about a fella that she had slept with. And he's kind of a scruffy lover, you know, yeah. Kind of a bit of a messer, right. Bit kind of woolly behind the ears and, you know,
right.
Not obviously not obviously attractive.
Oh, all right, and like
not too
cleanliness,
oil painting,
a messer, right?
Right.
But she said to me, "She said when I woke up the following morning, and I saw him in the bed beside me, I said to myself, well, I don't know how the fuck you manage that, but fair play to you." Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Was he just like a complete mess? Like
No.
That she said. She was
well done. She was complimenting.
She was going, I don't know how because you he wasn't great. Fucking land
oh,
me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But fair
yeah.
play to you.
Yeah,
well, isn't
done.
That brilliant? Because
is that a female perspective? Jeez, I don't know how you managed to ride me, but you're
well done to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll give you that one. See ya. I'm up.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose. Interesting. You don't have to be supremely beautiful or handsome just to.
Do men ever find that?
Absolutely.
Find
wake
what?
Up the next morning, and go, oh, Jesus Christ! You did well to ride me. Do they think reverse?
Men
are just happy to get to the morning time.
Yeah.
And
a man would never look at a woman and think, you did well to ride me.
No. Men.
That wouldn't be. A man would often
they're
think,
just delighted.
A man would often think, I have to get the fuck out of here really quickly.
Or they'll sit on the end of the bed and just.
And weep into their socks. But never, it's never that thing of.
Isn't that a lovely thing for a woman to say? Well, fair fucking play to you. How in the name of God did you land me?
I'm sure most women probably think that every day about their partners, like, you know, probably just.
Do you believe in gender supremacy?
No.
I think you do. There's a vibe of gender supremacy.
I don't.
There is. You kind of think women are better than men.
No, I don't.
You do. You just said
no,
it there.
Sure, we're equal. We can't survive without each other.
No. There was times when you and Audrey were in your heyday and you were supreme.
I think you're a gender supremacist.
Supreme supremacist.
That's a new one. I'll experience it for a week and see how I get on.
It's just what you said just there.
What was that I said?
I can't even remember. That's how subtle you are.
Well, you know, just
there's a cockiness to you when it comes to everything.
You're always looking down at men, saying men are stupid.
What?
Men aren't as good as women. Men aren't.
No,
as,
I never said that.
You totally do. It relationships and listening.
No,
and,
they're great. Men are brilliant.
Why do you always just change the conversation? Because he was going down a lovely road there, where a guy who wasn't great
the
looking.
The road wasn't that good that he was going.
No,
down.
It was because
who decided that?
You
came I out, didn't say anything.
No, the minute he said it, you said, "Well, what do men think?"
Yeah,
it's just, not about that.
So you can't ask. Reversal no, questions. You can't turn the tables on the questions.
Think
no?
about what the woman said.
Yes, I heard it.
Well, fair fucking play to you. How in the name of God did you get me into this bed and have your wicked wave me above the headboard there?
And I've no hard feelings against you, but you'll not see me again.
Yes.
And your mum was lying there, scruffy, hippie, happy, snoring,
asleep.
And she was there. Well, how did you pull me? And isn't that the beauty?
Walk down the street the next day and you pretend you didn't even know him.
No, but chatting up somebody, the art of chatting up is a lost art.
Putting the effort in.
Well, you see, the chat up, maybe they bypassed the chat up. See, that's why she maybe said, Jesus, you did well to.
No, it was the look of him and his prospects.
Yeah. And also, if she had done the chat up, may never have got to that.
The vibe I got was it was a long, old, drinky night.
Yeah.
And they might have started off in a large social group that got whittled down as the hours went. And then 2:30, 3:00 in the morning, sure they might have fallen into each other's faces.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely the way the night
plowed
progressed?
Into one another.
Might as well just go on. Thrive on.
But isn't that the age old thing of, oh, she's really, really good looking. Look at her. She's absolutely stunning. I'm not going anywhere near. What would I say to her? So isn't that the.
I was with a young one once who was so good looking, I couldn't get the horn.
Why?
She was too beautiful.
What were you doing? Just looking at her?
I couldn't. I think it's to get.
Intimidated.
I was too intimidated by her beauty, her strength, her bone structure.
Was she gorgeous?
She was just. I couldn't get. Even to this day. She's just too powerful.
It's not great when someone is too good looking. Like it happens the other way around too. Sometimes men are too good looking, and you're like, oh Christ above. Woo.
And what you part know? Of a woman's
I know you'd still,
anatomy would freeze
no,
up?
No, you wouldn't freeze up. You'd just get on with it, but you'd still be thinking, Jesus, he's and he's
isn't that isn't and in every town in Ireland we hear this. Oh, he's punching above his weight there.
Yeah. See, it's everyone generally says he's it. Punching
that's above
there
his
you
weight.
Go again.
That's there
the
right
you,
point. There you go. He just clarified it.
No, punching above his weight. Why? Yeah. Why did you bring in the age? Yeah.
I didn't bring in age.
He didn't say he's punching his wife.
Yeah. There you go again. Or she, he's punching.
I have never heard a woman saying she's punching above her
exactly.
weight.
Exactly.
Now that's a fair point to make. I've always
now you're coming over to my side of thinking, Hector.
But that would happen if the lad was gay.
Why? How?
Like a very pretty man might marry a bit of fucking rough stuff.
Oh yeah.
As like, what do they call it? It's not shadow boxing. It's some yoke where you're
UFC.
No, there's some name for it. The gay lads have a name for it.
Ninja fighting.
Ninja fighting. So the gay lads have a name for it.
They don't call it punching, like.
No, the gay lads have a name for this thing where if it's he's married, but it's a sham marriage. She's only there as a signifier of she's there
as a
to pretend that he's heterosexual,
right?
But he's actually homosexual,
right?
So he just married this one.
Right.
I'm not sure where we are now in this conversation, but I'm just saying that in my imagination anyway.
He's punching above his weight. She's punching above his weight.
He's punching her sister.
They're much
neater. He's now moving into the super middleweights. But like you often see a lad and he wouldn't be the old hunchback of Notre
Dame. No.
But he could own a few trucks.
Yeah, or own a local disco, six pubs and 100 acres.
He could be really funny.
He could be really ugly and funny, and next thing the fucking bridey the ridey is stuck to him.
What do you think of seeing that lad who arrives into the pub with the young Thai girl on his arm?
Well, that's
isn't that incredible? Isn't that brilliant? I think.
And it's
or Latvian or a Russian or a.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of that? But isn't that great? We should be allowed. There should be no people going. Oh well, look.
Well, we are allowed. So, but I think
you know. Yeah. But it should be freer, shouldn't it?
As in.
It's happening more often.
They shouldn't pay for it.
Or a Filipino girl who falls in love with an Irish. We shouldn't be. I still think that when it's out there, it should be more out there.
Yeah, I met a man once and he told me that he was marrying a woman from
Azerbaijan.
One of those countries.
Palace Kenry.
Yeah, he said he got in touch with her through email and then he wanted to video call her.
Oh yeah.
And she said
FaceTime.
She came back and said she couldn't video time him because she didn't have.
He's breaking
a
down
video.
The sweat and the shoulders. One shoulder's moving up and down as she's talking. Go on.
She only emailed him back and said, "Oh, I can't do a video call because I don't have a laptop that has a video on it. So if you send me one, then we can do that." So he sent her the video with laptop and then they started video calling.
He sent her a laptop?
Yeah. She couldn't see him otherwise. Mm. And then they started seeing each other virtually and then he had to convert to Muslim to get married to her, which he did. And I says to him, "Oh, Jesus, and how
old is this lad now?"
He was in his 60s.
And would he be slightly, would he have gone to seventh class?
No, I'd say he was...
Bright enough.
It was, well, I don't know, was he in seventh class?
That'll become a real...
He says, "Yeah, I had to convert to the Muslim." The only thing now, he says, "I'm not sure I'm fully converted because I still eat a bit of the bacon and the cabbage, you know." So I said to him, "Oh, right, okay, and what's the next step, you know?" And he says, "Well, now the next step is I'm trying to get her a visa here to Ireland." And I said, "All right." And he says, "You know, she doesn't speak English." And I said, "And what do you be talking to her about?" So on the video call, "She'd just be showing me the family and they'd be showing me pictures of the hens and the chickens and the cows and the whole lot." And I said to her, "How does the conversation flow?" "Ah, grand, grand, grand." So anyway, he went over, got married to her.
Do we know which country? Was it Far East or was it Central?
Yeah, it
Central
was like the
Russia?
Far East. Right. No, it wasn't Russia. It was like Far East somewhere.
Like Malaysia, Indonesia or
Thailand,
of those.
Cambodia.
Yeah, one of those countries. Yeah. And he came back anyway. The wedding was on. And the wedding lasted for like... Oh, it was Marrakesh. Where's that?
Morocco.
It was in Morocco. Morocco.
That's interesting now.
Open up women now, Morocco.
So anyway... So anyway, went over, had the wedding. The wedding lasted a couple of days. I was mad keen to know all about the wedding, so got the full details. And she came back.
Moroccan wives.
And I was helping him with his visa, you know, or her visa. And I says to him, what's her date of birth? And he says, "Now, I'll tell you now, don't drop the pen when I give you the date of birth." I says, "I won't. How about you write it down?" So anyway, the date of birth was... significantly.
What? Give us a
significantly.
Give us a ballpark
what
figure.
What was the age gap?
Give us a ballpark figure. What was she born in the 90s?
Born in the very early 90s, yeah. So anyway, right, the wedding was.
So she was. He's 60 and she's 20.
But yeah. So anyway, she came back and I says, "Well, how's the how's married life going?" "Oh, not too bad. Jesus, she's not getting a grasp of English at all." And I said, "All right, and how's life working out? You know, does she like it here?" "Ah, she does. Yeah, Jesus, she's a mighty woman for the washing. You know, she'd wait at the sink all day there, washing the dishes and washing and washing and washing." And I said, "And what else does she do?" "Well, now," he says, "I don't need to paint a full picture for you," he says, "but she's good at washing and she's good at other things, and she doesn't say much more other than that." And I said to him, "And that's it? And is she going to learn English?" "Ah, I wouldn't be in any rush for her to learn it," he says. "She'll be sound." And that's what it is.
Is that a true story?
That's a fact. And a word for word fact.
That is magnificent.
So I haven't caught up in maybe 12, 15 years whether or not they're still together.
The whole thing happened.
I said, "Does she leave the house to go anywhere?" "No, not much now," he says. "I bring her into the supermarket every now and then, but she doesn't know a lot of the foods," he said. "So she's better at home."
You see, that's why I think it's great if it happens in parishes around the country.
So, I mean, all he did was send her a laptop and look what happened.
And did you ever see her?
Never. I never saw her, but she did need a visa, and I don't know if she got it in the end, but she did need a visa, and she did get married to him because he went over there for the wedding, and he did show me pictures of the wedding.
Well, and the fella says, whatever works.
Exactly.
Whatever works.
And what I'm thinking of there is that there was no extortion, there was no mafia thing being behind the laptop, there was no person imitating her, there was no stalkers.
He wasn't gaslight.
Catfished.
Catfished.
Yeah, there was
ghost boxing.
There was no shadow boxing, no ninja. There was no extortion. There was no money changing hands. There was no rich West of Ireland man paying hundreds of thousands of euro into a fake account in a Swiss bank account. There was no documentary made about it. It was just love.
Love, pure love.
I love it.
Well, whatever works.
Exactly.
I was talking to these people recently who had in vitro fertilisation, is that what you call it? Or the UVF or something? Some kind of...
IVF.
I think they're from the north of Ireland.
They do. The they do, do.
The Ulster Volunteer Force.
Yes.
I just got a bit of vitro.
And I was kind of shocked at this. And this would have happened last year, the year before maybe, right. Before the whole, before everyone started sneezing. Was that they? So that the egg is in a petri dish, or the sperm has to go into a petri dish, or it's outside of the body that the whole connection is made. So you pay big money for this, and you go to a clinic in Dublin. And I was just shocked that he had to go in on his own into a room.
And where do you think he'd go?
I thought she'd be allowed in with him.
Oh yeah. Did they just give him a couple of magazines?
To give the sample.
Yeah, not the sample, the dose, the actual dose. So he goes in. So I just think that's embarrassing.
Why?
Hang on. So
because so what you're doing, you're in this fancy health clinic.
Yeah.
And you and your wife, you can't have a baby. The whatever the I don't fucking know. But anyway, so and then she says, "Well, we'll do it in vitro. We'll connect the sperm and the egg outside the womb.
Yes.
And then we'll plant it inside
yes.
you. Right." And he says, "Okay, great." And then they say, "Well, you go off there and have a wank
yeah.
in the room."
Yes.
And I'm just like, why can't the woman go in with him?
Well, what
why should she just be there to...
help him come.
Yeah, but like, what about her, like?
No, but hang on a second, Lorraine.
No, hang on. The sperm, we need the sperm for
yeah,
the egg.
Yeah, I know. Put it into a box and move on. Does he not get a couple of magazines?
No. For fuck's sake,
Loretta. It's not a fucking conveyor belt
but
of a supermarket.
It is.
It's not the Farmer's Journal.
What do you think it is? That's what they do.
But
he's there with his wife. Let them go in. Why don't they have a little room where they can go with a little lava lamp and a bed?
And then... And what will they do then?
And then close the curtains.
Use the condom to...
No, she could use
it. She could give him a hand shandy.
And then when he's... Or, you know...
And turn down the lights. Turn on a lava lamp.
And help him come.
Put on two storage heaters.
What if she gives him a hand shandy and then it sprays all over the wall?
No, but you...
What are they going to do? Scrape it off?
It's not a fucking car wash. Where it sprays all over the wall like a fucking hose off a fire engine.
It has to go into a certain thing.
Yeah, but when he's about to ejaculate, he can bend it down and fill the jug.
She'd be there with him with his touching his hole with her finger.
licking the back of his ears.
How do you know? Anyway, what happened?
He had to go in on his own, and I just thought it's while degrading.
While his wife stayed reading a magazine.
But it might be degrading for the woman as well, because she mightn't have the eggs to...
No, we're not. We're not on about that. He's on about the actual ejaculation.
I know what he's on about.
How is it degrading for the woman to say, for the nurse to come out and say, why don't the pair of you go in there now and
give me a sample?
Just make
Why is there? Why is that the reason? Like, why can't that happen?
I would. I don't know, but maybe a lot of these places have some sort of. I don't know. Actually, I have no. Perhaps someone could tell us. Why aren't couples like, you know? You don't want to be, and say that child comes to life.
Yes.
Right. And is born and is about 8 years of age and was asking questions about their conception.
And Daddy, who were you looking at?
Who were you looking at? And he was, say he was mad into 70s Bush and he had some kind of fucking...
Hustler.
No, he's some gone. Sort of fucking North of England young one with a bush the size of a fucking... the size of a minor football and spread on top of a Ford Granada.
Stop! And he's doing the fucking hand movements.
I'm not. I didn't do anything.
But I just think, why would
I don't think that conversation will arise, in fairness. An 8-year-old's not going to say, oh, where did I come
16
from?
Well, of course he came 20, from
where was I conceived? Oh, you were conceived on La Gomera. It was a small island off Lanzarote at sunset.
Or something, you know. I actually think where you're conceived is more important than where you were born.
Why?
Because that's when the life begins. It begins at conception.
Yeah.
So that's when something that was separate.
Where were you conceived, Tommy?
I have an awful feeling I was conceived in a bedsit in London in 1968. That's me feeling now. There'd be slow on details now.
Right.
But I have a feeling I was conceived.
And what difference did you think that made to you?
Well, no, but see, when I was born in Letterkenny in County Donegal, but I was already there.
Yeah.
Where I came out of my mother is almost... I was fully formed inside my mother.
Yes.
So where I could have come out in fucking Remelton or Derry or fucking Enniskillen or Lifford.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It makes no difference, really.
You were there. Yeah.
I was there.
He was already here.
You know, but where was I conceived?
Where was that moment where
before that happened...
Fertilisation.
I wasn't.
Yes.
Before that happened, I was not.
You did not exist.
I just wasn't. And all of a sudden,
bang,
I fucking was.
Yes.
Now, I was a strange shape. I was a protozoa. I was amoebic. I was a seahorse. I was a salmon. I was a
He was a little tadpole up the Suez Canal.
But yes. I'm interested in that. So where do you think you were conceived?
Jesus.
You had to guess.
I'd say...
In Knockmore.
Really? Not even a weekend away in Dublin? Like, not even up for the match?
No, I'd say Knockmore for sure.
What month were you conceived?
Well, I was born in September.
So let's go back. Let's do the maths.
Is that January?
December.
February.
January of that year. Did Knockmore... Were Knockmore involved in any football around
Christmas?
Then?
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah.
Christmas,
baby.
Christmas, what year were you born?
I was born on the 28th of September 1983.
Fuck's sake.
Oh my God. Jesus. Do you need a visa?
So Christmas 1982.
Yeah.
Christmas 82.
Spandau Ballet.
I'd say there was a disco night in the local clubhouse in Knockmore with your man with three lights.
Oh, there was a couple of sherries after the Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
Yes.
Trifle.
I'd say trifle.
And then another bottle. And another.
Mammy got giddy after the second dose of trifle.
And then Mammy went into the kitchen and said, I think I'll open another bottle of Blue Nun here.
And do you have a feeling that you were planned?
Well, I was the youngest, so you're never sure if the youngest is planned. It sort of just flows on from the rest.
Yeah, so you're not sure.
Magnificent.
I'm not sure.
Christmas 82. I was conceived.
You, though, you were planned because you're the eldest.
No, I wasn't planned at all.
Oh.
I was not planned.
Well, you weren't planned.
Put it this way, I was at the wedding.
Oh,
whose wedding?
Oh, okay.
Huh? Whose wedding?
Whose wedding do you think?
Oh, you were at the wedding.
I was at the wedding.
Oh, hey!
You caused all the trouble.
I was at the wedding.
Were you sitting above at the top table?
I was.
At 11 years of age.
I had a speech ready and everything.
I'd like to thank my father and my mother.
See you in a few months. Where do you think you were conceived?
I'd say I was conceived in a hotel room in Kells in the Headford. I'd say I was conceived in the Headford Hotel in Kells after a family wedding. My father had a
poor reporter, a scatter of pints, and my mother had a few gin and tonics, and I was
and a set dance. As she was,
I was probably conceived in it could be the Arbine or after a function. It could have been after
dance.
The Vintners Association had a function in the Headford Arms Hotel, and it was a day out from Navan.
You, what year were you conceived? 60.
I was born in August 69. Leo, all the way.
So you're conceived. Another Christmas baby. Another Christmas.
No, when is a Leo? Sure.
I'm a Leo. I'm August.
August. Oh, so he's conceived then.
August, go back 9. Yeah. And then I was born in the Lourdes Hotel, or the village as it's called.
You were born in a hotel.
You were born in a hospital.
Sorry, the hospital.
Oh, Jesus, I thought you came early or something.
I told you I had a full blood transfusion when I was born.
Did I not?
When the doctor saw me, he said he's rejected it. He's fucking rejected it.
He needs
I
blood.
Said, I got out of the womb and I said, well, fuck you, these cunts. I'm not happy with this. So change me now. He's rejected it. Get him to the rejection room.
The rejection
room. My father said, for fuck's sake.
What were you?
I rejected everything when I came out of the womb and I said, give me fucking something different. And from that moment on, I've rejected a lot in my life and I rejected my blood.
How do you mean you rejected
your
blood?
I went from something to fucking all negative recess. I was a recess baby. We've discussed this before.
We haven't.
Told you. When
you've talked about it to yourself in your mind.
Look, if rejection is a big thing right in life, but I was rejected.
How can you reject your own blood?
Because if you don't like it, you say, I'm rejecting it. Fill me. I opened up my body.
Hang on. You were inside in your mother.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. And you had blood, didn't you, then?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you were happy enough.
And you were happy enough with the blood then?
Yes.
So what happened when you came out of your mother?
Not a lot of babies. It's a very unique thing that happens. And when it happened back in the day, it was a pretty serious thing to happen. Now that they're very skilled at what they can do. I came into this world, I took my first breaths, and within a couple of minutes, I rejected my blood.
What?
Therefore, I had to have a full blood transfusion to give me different blood. And that is why I've got one of those rare sets of bloods.
Rare blood? So did
you
I was a recess baby.
So you didn't lose the
Google
blood.
It.
Recess.
Don't Google on your yoke anyway. I was a recess baby.
You're thinking of monkeys, are you?
No.
There's a rhesus monkey.
Yes. Same fucking thing, Tommy.
You're going to get sick.
Racist. Don't even say you're a racist baby.
Look at the two of yous.
Were you a racist baby?
About, I could feel you have no medical eye. You know, Tommy, that I'm a
medical expert.
I have a real fondness for all things like that. I was a recess baby.
Spell recess.
R-E-C. It's out in Connemara.
R-H-R-E-C-E-S-S.
As in, he wanted to go back in.
The monkeys is R-H-E-S-U-S.
No, you can all Google this.
No, he is a recess baby.
All of you listen to the podcast. I know there are people here going, Hector, I'm one of them too. Well, yous are all welcome because I'm going to set up my own community of people who rejected their blood when they were born and see how life has taken us on our journeys. I had a full blood
I think it's spelled R-H-E-S-U-S.
Okay, what does it mean?
A specific mix of blood types between a pregnant mother and an unborn baby.
Yes, so keep going.
You weren't a pattern like.
Go on.
You weren't what?
They weren't in cahoots like their blood was.
What did you say the first time?
What sort of language are you using?
You weren't compatible.
Your blood wasn't in cahoots.
Yeah, I wasn't in cahoots. Yeah.
Go on.
So basically.
My blood, yeah, it was 1969. There was no cahoots about it.
Yeah, so basically.
This was Drogheda.
When a mother-to-be and a father-to-be are not both positive or negative, or RH factor, it's called RH incompatibility. For example, if a woman who is RH negative and a man who is RH positive conceive a baby, the fetus may have RH positive blood inherited from the father.
How dare you call my friend a fetus? He's not a fetus. Hector, you're not a fetus.
As a teacher, as a nun that used to teach us years ago, brought us on a religious retreat, and she brought us into a room and she was teaching us about the sperm and the egg, and she said we were all sperm and eggs. So you were a fetus.
And what a magnificent statement.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was me. I rejected my blood. I got a full blood transfusion.
Wow.
And luckily enough, I survived and I kicked on then and I kicked back to Navan.
And you never looked back since.
And I want to thank everybody at the village. In Drogheda. I was born in Drogheda.
So you're from Loud, actually.
I am very proud that a lot of Navan people were born in Drogheda.
And with the the neither Freddie nor Mark were
no, they were fine. They were fine. I've got that really rare. What is it? O negative, is it? O positive, O negative. Yeah. It's one of those ones. I haven't a clue. I'll go back into it and look. But that's
so
what,
you do you.
Give blood.
Give blood, yeah.
No, I never gave blood. Have you given blood?
You should,
blood?
Because you're in demand. You're special you're blood.
Have you got... Have you given blood?
I have, yeah, but you can't
only
do it after you get tattooed or something.
Yeah.
No, you have to wait.
Well, or if you were in a foreign country.
We're all snooker there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a magnificent... Yeah. The head. I'd say it was the Headford Arms.
So you're conceived in the Headford... I was conceived in London and you reckon you were conceived...
In Knockmore.
In Knockmore.
Yeah.
Great days.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's discuss this topic, and it's something that I suppose
just fucking get on with it, will you? You're the great man topic. For the fucking wind up. I'm going to say something to
start
you now,
it
and it'll open your minds and close your legs.
This is going to open your third eyes.
Right, hit us.
Okay. So it's a big topic, and I want you to
open. The fuck on with it.
Is it a big word or is it a big topic?
Can you pronounce it?
I think that's the problem.
Okay, are you ready for this?
Yes.
And I want you all to accept it and discuss it with open parameters.
It doesn't make complete sense when it goes
on. Don't hold them up. Don't
open
hold them
it up.
Up.
Open it up.
Tea versus coffee. Let's discuss.
Jesus Christ, I thought you were going to fucking blow our minds open.
I fucking am. Because tea versus coffee. Okay, where are we with this in our lives and in going forward? Because I think the two of them are intertwined so much in everything we fucking do. We have coffee, the biggest drug in the world,
yes,
consumed by so many people.
Yes.
And we say, oh, look, he's smoking a joint. Oh, look at this. Coffee versus tea.
Now, tell me this.
Where
would you
are
be
we
fond of a joint?
I used to have an old smoke. I don't smoke anymore. If I smoke now, you'd be there going, did I pay the fucking mortgage? Did I fucking... I have no problem with joints. I have no problem with marijuana and hash. And I have loads of mates who smoke regularly now. And they're in their 40s and into their 50s.
Hermogen?
No, some of them would only smoke in the evening time. They would be professional people from doctors to accountants to engineers to carpenters to everything. And they love their joints in the evening. And that to me is fantastic.
And I
celebrate that.
I'm not a smoker now, but what effect does a joint have on you?
I think it relaxes people.
Okay.
The same way some people might go for the bottle of wine or for the few pints. I think a joint, it just, people love that, just sitting on the couch, the day is done, smoking a spliff and watching a movie or just chilling out or going for a walk. I have loads of mates who do a lot of cycling and stuff like that.
I'm stoned.
Stoned.
Cycling stoned. It should be a disaster.
Or they might go and climb a mountain.
Stoned.
Yeah. Lovely.
Actually,
exactly.
You're, should they be tripping off?
So this is not about marijuana. What I'm talking about,
yeah, but I'm
is the great debate. Tea versus
is there,
coffee.
If you're,
stimulants, both
if
of
you're
them.
Stoned of an evening, is there, are you a bit foggy the next morning?
No, I wouldn't think so. No, I think these people... who are smoking all their lives. And we have to wake up to see, to think that marijuana, the way it's been legalized in America, it's going to happen here. CBD is coming in, the THC, where the stigma around marijuana is lessening and lessening and lessening.
And you, it's big and not more.
It'd be a disaster for my diet now, I imagine, because you'd be eating, you'd be hungry, wouldn't you? You'd get the munchies.
I don't know.
So I'd be fucked after 1,400 calories if I had the.
There are so many people producing good quality ganja in this country.
There's a marijuana story in Mayo, isn't there?
Well, people get a license now to grow cannabis.
Yeah.
You get a medical license.
Yes.
And a fellow I know does that. And
will you tell us the story of, without naming names, of the man who was sore?
Yeah, but I mean, you hear so many stories about how important it is to people taking this cannabis oil now.
Yes.
It's grown legally, all the rest of it. But you see, for kids that have seizures or people that are sick, I know a fellow who's really, really struggling with a certain disease and was having very, very, a lot of seizures and a lot of pain and aches. He started taking this cannabis oil.
CBD, yeah.
And he hasn't had a seizure since. And
did he know?
Much more improved.
Did he know where to get it?
Well, somebody knew somebody who knew somebody to get it, yeah.
And he said, I'll try it.
Yeah, I suppose when you're in that severe pain, you're going to try anything, aren't you?
Yeah,
and it's legal, and it's made an enormous difference for him.
That's fantastic.
Cannabis oil, I suppose, you know, there's massive health benefits, and people are talking about the health benefits of it now, and you should take it every day, and you should take some of this oil every day, blah blah blah. But I suppose unless you're really sick, or unless there's something that you're suffering from daily, that you actually would notice the difference.
What if you're just unpopular? Can you take it?
I don't know what it would do for you.
Like, would it get you some friends?
Maybe. You sat in the corner and drank it.
A friend of my father's was dying hard of cancer.
Yeah.
And he was screaming with it. And my father did a great thing for him. Now, when the man died, my father took his jacket.
Right.
Not a lovely thing to do.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Do you know, he says, Tom is dead and I'm going to wear his jacket now.
That is nice.
But before he died, and like I said, he was dying hard. And my father went to a drug dealer in Navan. And this was 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And said, I want some hash for my friend to ease the fucking exit for him.
Mm.
And my father would be a straight-laced man.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
But he did that for his friend. And he got him some stuff and he eased his passing.
Mm.
That a lovely thing
it's
to do.
It's a beautiful thing to do.
Isn't it?
Just yeah, absolutely. Gorgeous.
Very nice. And did he get some help from it?
Oh, he did, yeah. Yeah,
it's amazing,
journey,
isn't it?
He's got a bit of weight now towards the end of the munchies. But
there are little half acres and half hectares growing all over the country.
What do you call your kids?
Half hectares.
Half hectares.
There are little plots round the country in little hamlets nestled in meadows and out the back up past the garden shed into the other field.
Now, if we wanted to grow a bit of cannabis here, could we do it?
Yes, and this is what we need to think. We need to
THL.
Think. What THL
THC,
ganja.
Yeah,
THL CBD.
Yeah.
Tommy, I'm not joking. I am not joking here now. I am ready to plunge into some projects like this. I said we spoke about buying a plot of land and putting a community of people on it. Why don't we buy a half an acre in a lovely part of the world that we can go and we'll get experts in and we will grow.
What do we need?
We need a good land. We need not the limestone land. I want good.
I don't think a land matters.
No, you need good alluvial plains. Good where the land. We might go to Tipperary where it's rich. We might go to a forest in Meath where it's rich alluvial soil that has come from the molten lava of the Ice Age that gives us that really, really good protein in the soil.
Jesus, he's done a bit of research. And then
and it has to be.
I don't know enough now to correct him.
No, I don't either.
So what
but
we're
I think
looking for
to, we're only
is
allowed
sun,
to grow the
we're,
boy. The
we're looking for
plants.
Sunlight and shade. We're looking for well drained land as well. We're looking for a plot that's off the beaten track, and we're looking
but
for.
We can
some,
still get
no,
to,
but yes. But are we going down the legal route of it or the illegal route?
No, there's no.
Are we going to grow plant, or are we going to grow the woman plant?
We're only looking for females here.
Well, all the trouble the women cause all the trouble.
The female plant gives you the two. What we can also do is
if people don't know, there's two ingredients. There's the
Male?
There's two CBD ingredients, the CBD
oh, yeah. and THC. THC makes you high.
But you get the THC from the female.
THC
plant.
Gives the stone.
Tommy gets, Hector and Clive.
Yeah, there you go.
No, THLCBD. This could be revolutionary. I swear to God, we could be knocking out kilos of it. It could be great. We could be fucking knocking, shipping it out like fucking Amazon.
Instead of us getting deliveries, we'll be delivering them.
And breaking dad.
We'd be branching out every week.
I would be. We'd be in the laboratory with all these ganja smokers.
Laboratory. Is this a dog?
We'd be in the laboratory. All the boys. We get these really good. I have a really
laboratory.
I have a really good mate from Limerick who fucking loves his ganja, and he is a master. And he could be our master sommelier.
Brewer.
Yeah, do you know like them people that smell in the distilleries? The master distiller. We could have master ganja heads. People who know it.
Does it grow naturally? Could it grow naturally? Do you need a hothouse?
No, we're letting it. We're not. That's photosynthesis. That's phototronics or tropics, where the light comes in. That's all mass growing.
Genetically modified.
Oh, yeah. We're not doing that. We're letting the natural.
And could you say now? I wanted to do half the garden here for hash.
Yes.
Could you be destroyed by the guards?
If you were growing the female plant, you could.
Really?
This is the female plant.
Isn't that a fucking weird word?
You can grow the male plant.
Isn't it a weird word?
Because you won't get high from it.
If I could finish the sentence.
The male plant won't give you the THC.
No.
You're right. Mm. That's interesting. But
isn't it a weird world where certain plants are against the law? Do you remember a few years ago they made St. John's wort against the law?
I have St. John's wort in my house.
Do you?
I have loads of it.
It's a natural antidepressant and they
said it's banned.
They banned it.
They banned gripe water.
They did.
St. John's wort is banned and I have loads of
what
it.
What was it good for?
Depression. It was kind of a low lithium dose.
What does it look like, Hector?
It's a yellow flowering plant from July and August through into September. Very, very fruitful. Beautiful yellow flowers. And it's an immensely...
How can plants be against the law?
Immensely powerful. Immensely. And if we do go for this, there's only one man we will bring on board as our consultant and chief advisor.
Ger Canning.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
John Boylan. The greatest herbalist.
Oh, yeah.
The man who has thousands of acres under herbs. A man who told me that, Hector, as we walked along a road near Dunboyne in the summer, he said, "Do you see that, Hector?" And we bent down on the side of the road and he pulled a weed up and he said, "Do you see that? That's what I give to my team in January after winning an All-Ireland. Because when I make an infusion out of this weed, they won't drink alcohol for 6 months. Because if they drink, they'll puke like dogs." And I'm there. I'm in the presence of a great herbalist.
A wizard.
A herbalist. We need Sean Boylan to come on board to rubber stamp everything. Like they do in Katama, the mountains of Morocco, when they were making the kilos of the best Afghan gold and Moroccan blue and Moroccan gold. The stamp would go on it. And then your man, Mr. Nice, would put it into the boot of
it's
all
the... It's
all
getting a bit too fucking official for my liking. Can I just grow some in my garden?
What's
yes, but when we produce it, Tommy, it'll have a stamp, THL, poof, and people will know
this is for
its
merchandise.
Quality. No, for quality purposes.
We grow it in the sign of a THL.
But somebody down in Waterford going, "Where did you get the CBD?" It's a THL. Oh, THL, just class. You know it's quality.
So the CBD has the high life in it.
No, the THC makes you high. Has the high.
Oh, so, okay. How about growing magic mushrooms? Can we do that?
Yes, we can.
Just grow anyway? No, but you have to know which ones you have to eat.
Again, we'll bring in an expert.
So if
people could contact the show and let us know how we could grow magic mushrooms.
And grow our own plants.
Yeah.
I really believe that if we had imagine if we had an acre where we could drive to.
Imagine if we had real jobs. You wouldn't be having conversations like this.
We could drive up to the plot, up to the place, and we could just be on our own meadow. I mean, I was in Vancouver Island.
Would it grow in the bog, do you think?
Oh, interesting. No, I don't know about the soil there.
Too many bodies buried in the
over bog. In Vancouver, over in Vancouver Island, which is the size of Leinster, the far side of Canada.
Victoria Island.
Is it Victoria Island?
Off the coast of the city of Vancouver.
Massive island.
Victoria.
Where they grow an awful lot of the ganj that seeps down into Seattle and San Francisco. It's a multi-million dollar trade along that coast. A lot of the ganja smoked in Northern California comes over the border from Vancouver. On that island, Victoria Island, they have these massive ganja plantations growing wild in the forest. So do you know what they did? They started letting the bears in to guard. The bears would roam wild. They'd put food around the plantation area for bears. So the bears would never touch the plants. So that bears, you would never go into a forest where there's a few wild grizzly bears. So they were feeding the bears around these plantations. Nobody ever touched it. And I'm talking...
And how do they get it?
Hundreds of acres. Hundreds of acres.
They've got the...
Hundreds of acres of ganja.
They called the bears over to one corner. And
the Canadians love their ganja.
Did they get it? That's a valid question.
How did the lads get it then?
Yeah.
They get the boys, they get the
grizzly. They dress up as bears and go in then.
And they get them, they'd smoke a joint with the grizzly bear and then he'd go for a snooze.
Well, they do give the grizzly bears a bit of
it. And then they go for a snooze and then they cultivate.
The bears are going around hugging
them. I swear to God, I would buy an acre and I would have it planted within 6 weeks. If you press the button on this show, we will green light this now.
But I'm more interested now in saying, can we make our own acid?
Jesus.
Okay, and we'll call it not strawberries or gremlins, or we'll come up with a really good name. Back in the
70s. I know
what do you use to make acid? Any herbs?
No, you dip it into the formaldehyde.
Lysergic acid. It's a chemical compound.
This is real Breaking Dad's.
Yeah.
Breaking Dad's.
We'd need the latex gloves on this one and goggles.
But no harm in it. We're not making drugs to destroy anybody or to make loads of money.
No, just for ourselves.
Just a bit of kind of recreational acid.
Acid back in the 70s was known that there was little things like penny farthings on them and windows and doors. And then through the 90s there were strawberries and then Super Mario Brothers and gremlins and all this. We need to come up with a name.
We could have our face.
Junior C.
Junior C.
Interesting.
There you go.
Oh, Ocean Wave.
That's an estate.
We could call we could call our trip Crow Patrick.
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Got to give a shout out to on Twitter and thank you everybody on social media getting in touch with the podcast. But Aidan McGee is a young chef in Boston and he tweeted last night, Hector, I was just walking through Common Avenue in Boston and a lady was out for a walk and had your podcast on in a loudspeaker. She was walking along with a smile. That's I love that.
No, we should never underestimate the power that laughter gives people and the pure pleasure of putting smiles on people's faces. That's a gorgeous tweet.
And thanks for getting in touch. So there was a false alarm on the name earlier. But we
Who was the gossip that came up with the name earlier?
It was good. It was Collie Corrigan. But
so
Sorry, Collie. False alarm.
Collie now. Collie's on the M50. He's going to be gutted.
But Ballinapoli is after winning. Same idea, Ballinapoli, and that's Colin Drain. So well done, Colin.
Drain.
All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast this week. Hope you're all well, and we'll see you in a few. We'll see you.
See you next year.
See you next week. Good luck. Bye bye.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.